Good morning. We're continuing here on Hilchos Shabbos, and we learned the Malacha of Tzveya, which is Klal Chav Dalet. And just the same involved, we're introduced to the concept of Tzveya Derech Lichluch. So let's talk about a case of a person cut themselves and they're bleeding. What can one do? What should one do in a situation? So a person wants to stop the bleeding. A person wants to cover it. They shouldn't get onto other things, etc. So using a bandage, a Band-Aid, all of those things are not going to be a problem because they do not have the malacha of tzveya. Using a paper towel or tissue would also not be a problem with tzveya. Using a towel or a cloth napkin, one should avoid to do that. So because that's considered tzveya derech lichluch, which we avoid the chaskila. If nothing else is available, that's the only thing that he has. So we can use that. However, one suggestion is the situation is to try and wash away all of the blood which is there. If it's bleeding slowly, so a person can wash away the blood which is there. So when he puts on the cloth over the wound, it will not cause tzviya immediately, and the tzviya which comes later on is derech groma. So that is an indirect act of tzveya as opposed to direct act of tzveya, and groma is mutter b'shas hadchak. So we always have the heter of makom atzarech, one can rely on groma. Groma is midoraisa, groma is mutter on Shabbos. It's also, unless it's midrabanan, unless it's a makom atzarech. So now we have two arguments over here. It's even tzveya derech lichluch is aser, but it's going to be a groma and it's going to be mutter. So a person should try and use the groma eitza if one can do so. If one cannot do so, it's bleeding and it's not stopping. So as soon as he puts the cloth on, it will color it, the blood will soak in. Since it's a shas hadchak, a person can rely on that. Again, that's only using a cloth is only shas hadchak. The chachila, one should use something which one will not be interested in being tzveya, something which one will discard and avoid that problem. Because the heter is tzviya derech lichluch, using something which is red, so the idea that is considered potentially tzviyat, which is not derech lichluch. Now, what's interesting about this point, this is brought down in the halacha that a person should avoid even shas hadchak. So, a person using a cloth, a person should avoid using a red cloth. Nowadays, there's an argument that this idea that they would use blood to benefit the cloth and make the cloth better, and that's considered not derech lichluch, sounds somewhat foreign to our modern ears. And maybe the argument is that was only once upon a time that was the different dyes that they had were limited, and they lived with a world which wasn't as hygienic as our world. Maybe they weren't machmir on that. They looked at that as potentially something of benefit. But nowadays, arguably, that is not so. Since that is not so, maybe this issue doesn't apply anymore. But since it is mentioned in the poskim, one should avoid it. So a person should use something which a person does not care about the color. Number one, if that's not available, a person should use a cloth, but a person should avoid using a red cloth. And if possible, a person should wash off the wound beforehand, so he's doing it derech groma. That's a situation where a person has a bleed, where a person has a spill which is colored. We'll talk about that, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.